everybody.
Want to learn more about a guest you heard on the radio?
Maybe you're out fishing and missed an episode. Want to catch up? Well, now you can. Facebook.com/Fishing Canada to learn more about your favorite outdoor shows, Fishing Canada Television, and Outdoor Journal Radio. Search the archive and download hundreds of radio episodes.
Like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter at ODJ Radio.
And, of course, listen live, the Outdoor Journal Radio Show. More than ever, your definitive guide to the great outdoors.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie. We have Derek Brandeo and Jessica Ellis at your beck and call. We will shepherd you through the outdoors this wonderful weekend. A special guest in studio with me has been patiently sitting next to me, Brian Pollock from Dive Source here in Oshawa. He's going to talk to us about a wonderful trip that he just came back from. And I don't want to get into it because we got a couple of guests to get through first. Yep. So sit tight. Sit tight. I will get to you. Don't you worry.
I'm wrapped tight. You know me.
Yes, you are. This gentleman was last on the program, I think, about 3 years ago. And a fascinating, fascinating guy. A great person to have on radio. This year, he also has added some podcasting that we're going to talk about here shortly. He is known as the Groomer Guy. His name is Luke Levesque. And he is the ambassador for snowmobiling in the Algoma region. He's the guy who grooms all of those incredible trails that go for miles and miles and miles. He's one of the guys that is responsible for bringing those trails to the condition that we're accustomed to riding on for the last 20 years. And he joins us this morning. Good morning, Luke. Hey, Luke.
Oh, yeah, hi.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm pretty good. Yourself?
I'm doing great, thank you. First of all, give us an update on the weather conditions up in the Algoma region.
Right now, this year, it's been like every other place. It's been pretty mixed, but like this morning, it's close to minus 20.
Okay.
And some spots, we got about a foot and a half to 2 feet of snow. But it's better. So far, it's better than last year. Last year, we had a late start for the season. Didn't get much precipitation in December, but you can't complain right now.
Now, is there a certain date that these trails open, Luke, or is it just based on the weather? Or do you have a hard date each year that you have to meet?
A date that they tell us we should go by December 1st, that we could start working on our trails and stuff. But normally, like us clubs, we just wait until we have the proper snow amount and also the frost in the ground. So that's really important.
Give us an idea, a sense of the geography. How much terrain are you responsible for each year to manage?
Our snowmobile club here at Duberville, we have about 300 kilometers of trails, and just to give you an idea, this year I'll be leaving Duraville, heading north towards Horn Pine, and because we have to reroute a trail, it's going to take us, we figure, about 20 hours, and we're going to have a sleep camp installed and sleep halfway through the trip.
That's crazy stuff. That's incredible. And these trails, I'm assuming you just repeat year after year. You're using the same area, or does the trail actually change?
Most of the time, we follow the same trails. Like here, we're fortunate to have lots of logging roads. So for all the last, 30, 40 years, we've been using logging roads. This year, since logging has resumed on one of our major roads, we had to reroute a trail. So it's going to add lots of time on that trip.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I've heard about the reopening of those some of those roads, by the way. I was wondering how that was going to affect you, and you just answered my question, for sure. We keep thinking of these trails as being something that we use that are sort of exclusive to us, in that the folks from your area, whether it's Northern Ontario or wherever else the trail leads to. But you get a lot of people using these trails from outside of the country, don't you?
Yes, we do. We're lucky to be not too far from the U.S. border, so we get lots of people from Michigan, from Wisconsin, Ohio. They come up here. We have some people that have bought, purchased places, houses to live in Dubreuilville during the winter. They're wow. often up here, yeah. And a lot of the, my friends that are from Michigan don't ride to Michigan anymore. They cross the border. It takes a couple of hours, and they're on the almost like private trails.
Wow, that's crazy. Any idea of the numbers? Like, how many people would use that section of trail in the course of a season?
Well, we it's pretty hard to tell. You don't see them going by, but we see the traffic and how the trail gets used. Like, I mean, it could be, for us here, would be like 300 sleds a day would be a big day compared to that in Southern Ontario. That's probably in an hour.
Wow. Wow. And just so that we can paint a perfect picture here, so you operate one of those sort of those groomer with the tractor treads and all that stuff, and you drag something behind to smoothen the trail out. Like, give us a feel for what you do.
Okay, well, I've used to groom with those conversion tractors, but now we went to an OEM style, like the ski hills that you see there.
Right.
Ours is called a piston bully that we just got last year, and it's quite the Cadillac of the groomers. But yeah, it's like people that are not familiar. It's like the snow cats you have for ski hills, and in the back we pull a multi blade. We call it the drag, and it cuts all the bumps, just like a grader would do on a gravel road, cut all those bumps out. So what we do is we cut the lowest bump on the trail. Make sure that everything's gone, and we lay like almost like pavement of snow going behind, and you want it to get it hard, and then it's really rock hard, and it lasts longer, and that's what we do with the machines.
How wide would this trail be?
Ideally, we like to have trails about 20 feet wide, and the drag of a groomer is about 10 feet wide, so we'd like to have like about double wide of a groomer, ideally.
Nice, lots of room to, and then the riders want these trails to be flat and smooth then, right? They don't like the jumps and the bumps and all that stuff?
Well, the moguls, yeah, for sure they don't want that, but a little bit of excitement, like roller coasters and the hills, rolling hills and stuff and power lines, they really like that. After a while, a flat trail gets boring, but if you're talking about having a smooth trail with no bumps, yeah, that's what we aim for, to have a perfect trail.
That's incredible. I had an opportunity last week to have a look at a map that has all of the connecting trails in this part of the country all running. I cannot believe the amount of trails that snowmobilers have available to them to use. I mean, you could go for days and days and days on these things.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We have about 30,000 kilometers of trails in Ontario. And if you think about it, it's more kilometers of trails for snowmobiles than what MTO maintains as roads.
That is crazy, man. Insane.
Yeah.
Insane. Now, are you crossing any lakes at all?
Yes, we do. There's some trails that we go over lakes, but we do go before. We stake them out, and we check for ice thickness, and we keep an eye on them. So on the groomer, I do not cross anymore on lakes. I used to, when I started in the late 90s, cross a lot of lakes, and we got into some trouble, but not anymore.
By the way, you got a great little lake, and I hope I'm not speaking out of school here, but you got a great speckled trout lake not far from Dubreuilville called Rock Lake. Are you familiar with it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a great lake. I feel there a lot.
Great body of water for specks, for sure. Listen, tell me about, I need to know, because I understand my producer says I may have some competition pretty soon, because you've started a podcast. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's an idea I had for a while, and then suddenly I said, hey, let's do this. So I posted on my Facebook page that I'd be interested in doing this. And one guy from Sault Ste. Marie that I didn't know yet, he messaged me. He says, hey, he says, if you need help, I could give you a hand. I said, I'm set up for doing a podcast, because I used to have one. I have all the equipment. If you need some help. I'll get you started. So we became friends, and we started podcasting, and it's taken off like wildfire. Like, it's unreal the numbers we're getting. People they're all excited. They're loving it.
And are you doing these things like from the trails as you're working these trails?
Not right now. We're doing it from home. Mike's in Sault Ste. Marie, and I'm in Dubreuilville, and we go by internet. But plans. Our plans this winter is we're going to do one from the groomer. We're going to do a podcast from the groomer, and also we're going to do one on the trail. We're going to record it stopping at restaurants and stuff like that, and get the sounds of the trails of the groomer and the sleds.
Oh, that would be fantastic. I think that would be huge. That Facebook location, by the way, is facebook.com/thegroomerguy.
The groomer guy.
So
yeah, my podcast, you could get it on all of the on all the apps. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the major ones. We've been approved, and we're all set up on those, so you guys can find us right there.
Well, just another reason to check you out, my friend. But you're a fascinating gentleman, a great line of work. I'll tell you, there's not many people that can say that they do what you do for a living, but it's fantastic. Good on you.
You're going to have to come and try a groomer ride with me, and then we'll go snowmobiling, Angelo.
Oh, I'd love to do it, buddy. Absolutely love to do it. Sounds great. Luke, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me again.
Pleasure.
Okay, well, bye.
Luke Levesque, the groomer guy from Drummerville, Ontario. That's about 80 miles to the northeast of the Sioux.
Okay.
Yeah. Great area. That Rock Lake I mentioned to him is just, we've shot there. We've actually shot a Fish and Canada show there. Yeah. Huh. You can't, there's no access to it. You have to go in through Esnogi Lake, where Lodge 88 is, and then you portage and you go into the back. Of course, cool. In the wintertime, when everything freezes, they make trails right to it.